Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast. And while we're on vacation, we wanted to share some of our favorite moments with you from the last couple of months. We will be back live in studio on July the 10th. So, you know, after we finished here on Friday, I went to work out. Or so I thought.
Bragger.
I was going to. Yeah, but it became a, it came to an abrupt screeching halt because when I got there, I didn't have any workout shorts. I had everything else I needed. I had my socks, I had my shirt, I had my shoes.
Even those new silver ones you bought?
Yeah. Maybe I should keep a standby pair in my car.
Yes. Yes. You should always keep backup workout clothes in a car.
Even the silver ones?
Yeah.
At least so, it's something.
Well,
you already rocked those one day. Remember when you blinded everybody?
Yeah. But I was really frustrated. It was just one of those days. And my bag is always packed. When I finish with the last workout, I usually pack it for the next one. So it's always there and ready to go. And instead of grabbing a pair of shorts, now here, there were a couple of thoughts that I did have, okay? So the underwear that I was wearing, it was sports underwear. It could have passed. It potentially could have passed for shorts.
No.
So I thought about for a second, is my t-shirt long enough?
Yes!
And then, but
I'm so glad you did not.
And so, but that thought passed and realized, wait.
And then the trainer would have been, I wonder if he realizes he doesn't have pants on.
But in my bag, what had happened is instead of grabbing shorts, I had grabbed a second pair of the sports underwear.
Wow.
So for
get
a brief,
doubled up.
Yes, that was my second thought. Briefly, it's like, well, if I wear two pair.
Briefly.
Yeah, I like the way you slipped that in.
Maybe if I wear two pair of these, it won't be obvious. And I realized I can't do
that. I'm so glad you did not do that. So I know what a determined type person you are. You're stubborn, Murphy. So
I wanted to work out. I was ready for action.
No.
You know?
No, not in those. No, those are underwear. Women can kind of get away with a sports bra only when working
out. But they almost
out.
Look like workout tight shorts. You know what I'm saying? No. Form-fitting shorts.
They're underwear.
Yes.
The place where you work out, they don't have like a lost and found. You could have gone through and found a pair of shorts just for the day, I mean.
He wouldn't wear somebody else's shorts. You wear another man's shorts?
Not without
confirmation. For one workout in an emergency, yes.
Not without confirmation that they were clean, you know? I mean,
first of all, confirmation that they're clean over here. And emergency workout, Sam? You don't work out.
I know. There's no regular workouts for me, so there's probably not going to be an emergency workout.
So anyway, I got dressed. I left. I did come back and I hit the treadmill after, you know, about an hour later.
And
everybody
shorts.
Was gone and it was, real shorts.
It's World Password Day. Oh. I don't know why we need that day. It's always something weird.
If it's an awareness day for like safety, I guess I understand it. I've never heard of this.
Of course. It is for safety. You're right, Murphy.
Why did they pick today?
I don't know, to mess with the Star Wars.
It's Star Wars fan. Day.
Okay, look. The research shows there are companies that study this stuff that 80%, 80 or more percent of the most commonly used passwords can be cracked in less than a second.
Yeah.
So we're still not password savvy enough. So you want to know the top five most used passwords? I hope nobody's using this that's listening. Number five.
If you are, change it.
Change it. Number five, A1B2C3.
Ah, a little spin on the...
I think it's a trickery, but
that's
the hackers know to... are you checking your password? Number four on the list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
See, that
how many
really,
years do we have to go before somebody gets
so
burned
sad.
Enough on
the same,
that?
The same thing as using the QWERTY thing on the keyboard, you know?
Number three, password.
Still.
I'm counting you down five and one.
All these years.
QWERTY is number 11 on the list.
Oh, is it still there?
It's still there. This is according to NORPASS, the security, company. They track all of this. Number 14 on the list is unknown. People like to do password unknown.
Yeah.
Okay, getting back to it. Number two, the most used. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, going up to six.
Change it up a bit, huh?
And so that used to be like the number one.
That's probably because of, websites that say you have to use at least 6 characters or more.
And a letter.
You're right. The number one most commonly used password in the U.S.
It's so simple and easy, but yes, I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
So is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's so hackable. Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, to me, using a password vault is a smart way to go. Like LastPass or 1Password or something like that, especially if you have a lot to manage.
Do you have to have a password to get into Password Vault?
Well, of course you do. But it's two-factor authentication, but yeah.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider, powered by State Farm.
If you're interested in the royal family at all, and mainly if you've ever watched The Crown on Netflix.
I don't think it's my behavior that's threatening its survival.
My goodness.
Oh. You, as future king, have a duty.
Which royal family are you talking about? The real one or the one in The Crown?
Oh,
well, I know the one in the crown is
the crown is based on the real. Yeah. I'm talking about the royal family. Here's the word. Here's what's up. I was never that interested in the royal family. A little bit in Harry back in his Vegas days. That caught my attention. And then watching some of that show on Netflix. Wow. Fabulous storytelling. Beautiful storytelling. Every episode is like a major motion picture. Yeah. So guess what? If you follow them on social, you maybe have already seen this. It's like viral. The Crown season 6 filming is underway. And season 6 will give us our first look at Will and Kate, a young Will and Kate. So Prince William is headed to university at St. Andrews, where he hopes to have a normal life away from his royals and his responsibilities for a little while. And there he meets somebody, another student, Kate Middleton.
Do they plan on taking the crown all the way up to now?
They want to take it all the way up to now, unless they hear from King Charles. We all make mistakes, and we all make them every day. I don't mean big, big, big ones. I mean the little ones that drive you nuts. Mm-hmm. Probably Sam more than anyone. Sam, you are harder on yourself than anybody.
It drives me nuts. I thought you meant I make more mistakes than anybody else.
No, of course not.
I made some Lulus in my life.
Hey.
Number one. No.
But
yeah, mistakes drive me nuts.
You're hard on yourself, but you're human.
I know, but.
So what?
Still.
It's a fine line between because, you know, there's a standard of things that you want to be and do. And so if you miss,
still,
it's natural to be frustrated.
Learn to laugh at yourself. You're a comedian. Hmm. Okay, so the most common that we all make, are you ready? Shrinking your clothes in the laundry. Oh, that kills me because it's a perfectly good, you know, top and then all of a sudden it's not.
Yep.
Forgetting dinner on the stove. I don't think I've done that much.
Well, actually, just forgetting anything on the stove.
Anything on the stove, yeah. Not a good idea.
So let me remind Jody of the handful of times you boiled eggs for 40 minutes one time. Remember that? So you forgot a little something on the stove.
Yeah, I used to boil nipples for baby bottles.
Right.
And you would forget that.
And I was like, why does it smell like burning rubber? Another pot down.
Well, do you see who's harder on me?
No.
Him. He remembers all of my cooking mistakes. Anyway, texting. Here's a bad one. Texting the wrong person.
Yeah.
It's especially bad if you're texting about someone and you text that person because that person's name was on your on the top of your mind. Done it, have you?
I have. Did it with an ex one time. And no matter how many. Oh, well, what I really meant was it doesn't matter.
No. It doesn't.
You screwed up.
I'm sorry, Sam. That's horrible. Trying to unlock a car that's not yours. That's a mistake.
That's an easy one. I can see how that would be.
Yeah.
Another one that's reported, dropping something like a book in the tub. Dropping something that's not supposed to be in water in the tub.
Like a smartphone?
We've all done it. Yeah. I've never done a smartphone in the tub, but I've definitely dropped a book. And I was so sad because that's ruined.
I dropped a smartphone in the latrine one time.
And then you re-gifted it to somebody.
I did, but it was clean.
Social Media Connect.
You know, we love hearing from you on Instagram and Facebook and connecting with you there. We also love to dig into your email that you send to murphysamandjody.com. And so Janine has sent one based on, we were talking about how, and Murphy's correct, you cannot do, you mentally cannot do more than one thing at a time. And trying to switch back and forth constantly, thinking that you're multitasking, is what wears you out mentally. Huh. It's the switching, right, that gets you.
Yeah, it is. It wears you out.
Janine said, I was listening to you guys. I have a half hour commute and I always listen. Your discussion about multitasking being tiring hit home. as a middle school special ed teacher, I thought I was tired because of making constant decisions. Nope. She says, here's a snippet of my typical day. Bell rings, still trying to figure out how to teach this math lesson. Head to monitor hallway. R can't get her locker open. Have to help open and lock. Think that I better get her a pass or she'll be late for class. Get locker open. Head to get pass for R. J can't find his history binder. Find it on the counter in the classroom. K asks for a snack. Try to remember if she's had one earlier or not that day. Still heading to get the pass for R. A doesn't like my light covers. G just needs to tell me a funny story. Pin informs me he needs help with math. Finally get to my desk for pass and realize R is in my class this hour anyway. Start to take attendance. It goes on and on and on, guys. Wow. All this within less than 10 minutes.
That's incredible.
But I did get a hug in that time.
Oh,
I know, right? Yes. So sweet.
That is
just a little glimpse into a teacher's mind and the switching that constantly happens.
Well, I've read about that because the brain actually, that's the reason muscle memory is a thing. Mm-hmm. The brain doesn't want to have to work that hard. It can't work that hard constantly. So that when you do something that's routine, that's the brain's way of coping
with
it.
Of giving you a break.
Correct.
It freaks me out when I do something that I don't remember doing.
Yes. Like an autopilot.
Yeah, right. It's like, I poured that cup of coffee? I must have poured it because I'm drinking it.
Yeah.
Right. Janine, thank you for that beautiful glimpse into your day. We appreciate you so, so much. Send us anything, anytime.
Social Media Connect.
Love to hear from you on Instagram and Facebook. Also, you can email us anytime, murphysamandjody.com. We have one coming in from, that came in from, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Wife and I love your show. Heard you talking about last times you do things as a parent, like when we were like me telling Phoebe that she's going to be writing her own thank you notes for graduation gifts.
Yeah.
She doesn't know that yet. I haven't really talked to her about that yet.
I had never even really thought about the last times until we got, you know, through this, right?
Until the last time.
Phoebe is our youngest daughter, and so, yeah. So
the last time I'm going to suggest she write notes. I've suggested writing thank you notes for their whole childhood, both
I know
of
you.
Them.
You'll be suggesting that for a long time to come.
Well, not of them.
It's good advice.
It is good advice, but they won't take it after this. Anyway, Joe says it reminded me of a book you might want to order. Yay! I love a book recommendation. So it's called The First Book of Last Times.
Oh.
By Ron Wiggins. It says this book came out a long time ago. We were parents when it came out, and some of the things mentioned really hit home for us, and it still rings true. Last times that he mentions will bring tears to your eyes.
I was going
to
say, this sounds like a tearjerker book.
He's not suggesting you read it, Sam. It's okay. I'll read it and I'll let you know if it's, you know, too much for you, for your gentleness. I see it's still available on Amazon and worth every cent of the $10 they're asking. So thank you, Joe, for the recommendation.
Sweet.
There's a last time that we're going to have tonight with Phoebe. Murphy, you remember what she's doing? At school.
Oh, yeah. She's doing a performance tonight. She's singing. Yeah.
On stage. It's not a, you know, she's done theater for a long time, but tonight she's singing. You want to tell Sam what song?
Yeah, it's his classic song here.
What you want to do for love.
Part of her jazz class.
Is she playing the guitar too with it or just singing?
I think she's just singing this one.
Good question. Yeah, I think this is just singing. And she didn't realize when I said, you know, Bobby Caldwell sings this song. He just passed away a couple of weeks ago.
I didn't even realize
that.
Yeah,
he did. He's only recently passed. So it's kind of a cool tribute. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that's tonight.
The
no
last
pressure,
time.
Babes. Well, the last time on that stage.
Yeah.
Common mistakes that we all make, and if you're Sam, you beat yourself up about them, but if you're not Sam, you learn that you make mistakes.
Some are pretty big, though. You know, like that text thing you were talking about earlier, I think anybody would feel bad about that for hours or
sending
days.
The wrong text to the wrong person, especially if it's about that person.
Hopefully you get to a place where you can laugh about that. Yeah, right.
Okay, tech plays into it. Here's one, hitting reply all on an email that is not intended for all.
Yeah.
Have we all done that?
Yes.
All?
And it's even worse on a smartphone. Mm. I mean, to me, it's easier to make that mistake on a smartphone. That's why big emails with long chains, I've stopped reading those on my phone.
Yeah.
Because you're prone to make a mistake.
Mm-hmm. My deal is when you send an email to someone that's important and then it's already gone, and then you see the typo.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah. I look like an idiot.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yes. That's like, even autocorrect didn't catch this one.
And you know what I usually do? I send a, sorry, I'm not an idiot. Okay. Another thing that we've all done, mistake we've all made, apparently breaking something and then claiming it's lost. I mean, I might have done that.
On what?
Really? Something that belonged to me?
No. I have to say, a coffee mug.
Oh.
Think of who we live with, who loves coffee mugs.
Yeah.
And thieves. Yeah.
Why would you say it's lost? If you broke it, you broke it, you know?
Anyway, let's move on.
Okay.
Putting something on top of the car and then driving off.
I did it like 2 weeks ago.
What was it? A big drink?
You know how I bring my cups?
Yes, I do, yeah. Sam.
And before, you know, I put my cup on the car and then I put my backpack in the back seat and shut the door off. And I took off and then I'm driving down the road and I hear.
Oh, no. Like,
what? It's like, oh, the mug's on top. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, wow. No. So did it scratch your car?
No, it didn't. And it just slid off the back.
You didn't find it in the neighborhood? It just disappeared on you?
This was right outside of work here.
It made it that far?
Oh, my gosh. No,
that's where I left work.
And, it was the same.
And it's like, I'm not stopping the car to go get that thing.
I wouldn't have given anything to see that happen.
If that could have gone 10 miles by itself, that'd have been a viral video.
No kidding.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Indeed.
Stranger Things fans, we've got some more Stranger Things news. Not just that they're going to start filming again this summer for the fifth and final season. Right. And you know, we need to re-binge that fourth season because it...
Yeah, it's kind of lost on me. Vecna was confusing for you. I got it.
But,
yeah.
Okay, good. Well, good for you.
I'm sorry you weren't capable of.
Right. I was confused about how Vecna got from the, you know, the lab into the upside down and all that. But I'll get it. No worries.
Well, he was thrust into the upside down.
Oh, okay.
By all 11.
Right. That's right. Okay. Now it's all coming back. The story is this. One of our favorite characters of from the whole Stranger Things universe was Eddie Munson, who was introduced in season 4 unapologetically himself. We all knew that kid.
Oh yeah,
he was great.
The metalhead kind of dude who was
hair alone. Yeah. It's like, oof,
yeah. But he also showed such vulnerability. I'm sorry, he was fabulous, and everybody wanted more of him. And I'm not going to say anything else about it. But the word is he's getting an origin story. It's a book. It's being written first, but that means promise. That means that Netflix will talk about and look at making it.
Mm-hmm.
So the Eddie Munson origin story, if you couldn't get enough of Eddie, is coming.
Oh, not even Billy got his own book.
I would have bought that one. This weekend, I've got some really sweet, special stuff to give our youngest Phoebe because she graduates from high school Monday night.
Cannot believe it.
And today I'm picking up, you know what a big fat head thing is, mm-hmm. that you see at graduations and that you see at events.
Also known as graduate on a stick.
Right. You did one of these once, Sam, right?
Yeah, I got two giant heads for Maddie.
For some sort of homecoming thing she did.
Maybe that's what it was. I know it was for one of the football games last year.
And you ordered them online.
Yeah.
And
it was cool, too, because they were like 3 feet tall.
Right.
And the guy sent them to me says, hey, look, I threw in a couple of handheld ones. They were like,
oh, that's nice.
Big 2 foot tall ones on a stick. So everybody in the family had one.
Oh, that's cool. I don't think this is going to happen for me, but I did order. This should not be something I'm sweating. But it's like, I wonder if I should show up to, we should show up to graduation with this or not, Murphy. I ordered a picture of Phoebe's head on a big, big fat head on it's about the size of a yard sign. And I've got to put the stick on it and I'm picking it up today. But once you walk into the place with it, you can't decide that you don't want it anymore because it's big.
Well, if that is provided they let us walk in there with it. And that's the only thing I'm not really sure of.
It's not a noisemaker.
Well, no, it's not a noisemaker, but it could be considered.
It's a graduation. You're not the first person to ever bring those.
Right.
So, yeah, the noisemakers they may not like, but this is just a...
Why don't you call the school ahead of time and see?
Really? Yeah. I've already ordered this thing and paid for it.
I've got a really big head, and this is what I'm bringing to the... Yeah. Whatever you need. Yeah, I would check in advance just in case, because, I mean, then what are we going to do? Are they going to
take it from us? It's our... kid's picture.
But can we leave it outside the front door there?
You know. What I mean?
It's not an inconspicuous kind of thing.
Well, we have to do something, right? I want to do something special than just yell her, you know, woohoo, when her name is called.
I'm all for bringing it. I'm just saying that maybe we should reach out and find out.
And do you remember that we had noisemakers when Taylor graduated? Do you remember the little...
We were outside and they're not going to allow those in this one.
Okay.
Well, they don't.
So all we have is the hope of a big fat head on a stick.
I don't mind being a little bit of a renegade, but you know, okay. I'd rather do that with a head on a stick than a
Jody,
air horn.
Make the phone call, answer all his questions, and then you'll be
show
good.
Up anyway.
Social media connect.
Love hearing from you on Instagram and Facebook. I posted a picture of a bunch of little sandwiches piled on top of my cake stand. It's the first time I was able to really use it at the house for, you know, a bunch of people coming over.
This is the one you found, I always forget, estate sale, garage sale?
No.
Dumpster?
No.
Antique store?
And I went antiquing with Phoebes and I saw it in the corner and it called my name. And I was like, oh, I've always wanted one of those. It's a wedding cake stand. It's for a big cake, but I just want to use it for like a big board. And it's just really pretty.
Where do you store that thing?
I don't store it. Loser. I keep it on the bar at all times.
Oh. Well, that's because it's too big to store.
It's not true. It's not true.
I see you consulted with Murphy first.
It's beautiful.
I dare you to squeeze it into a cabinet at home. Good luck.
It doesn't need to be squeezed anywhere.
Because it's beautiful.
I got a good deal on it because it had that little dent in it. Man,
that's
I love
true.
This.
And when you turn it at that angle, you hit, nobody can tell.
Or when you pile a bunch of sandwiches and grapes on it.
Put some extra sandwiches on that side.
You just tell everybody don't take the bottom layer.
No.
Listen, anyway, I posted the picture of it because I was so excited to use it. Those are the little things that sometimes makes a party hostess happy to use something like that for real, legit. Yeah. Other than the everyday, there's some flowers on it now. Anyway, so Claudia said, is that an Arthur Court cake stand? I don't know.
You're asking the wrong person.
No, I got it like, you know, at an antique store.
I Google it. Use Google Images.
Yeah, that
and
makes
I need
me
to
wonder.
Flip it over and see if there's anything on the
you
bottom
might have
of it.
Like one of those finds there.
Maybe. I'm still not going to get rid of it, though. It's mine.
I'll give you $700 for it, Jody.
Man. Yeah.
Nope. We're keeping it.
$700.
Maybe it's some kind of relic from the Roman Empire.
Okay.
And now it's got finger sandwiches on it.
Anyway, Murphy's been so happy with the leftover sandwiches.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I love them.
Julie says, gorgeous. I collect cake plates. Well, that's cool. Stephanie says, hey, leftover sandwiches rock. Yeah. Cake plate is beautiful, but leftover sandwiches bring a tear to my eye.
Man. Reach into the refrigerator, open the Ziploc bag, pull yourself a corner out.
Uh-huh.
I could do that all day.
And you did yesterday.
Well, that's true.
We love hearing from you. Keep it coming anytime. If you're on a dating app, here are the deal breakers, meaning someone sees your picture and they swipe left instead because something on your profile right away was like, eh.
He's too good looking. I could never get him.
So that's what happens if you don't.
Okay, Sam.
If you don't like what you see or don't want or not interested, you swipe
I'm
left.
I'm saying swipe left.
If
I
you want to save, you swipe to the right. Is that
I
how it works?
I think that's it. Right, Sam?
I don't remember.
That's the whole thing.
You're
swipe
the only
right.
swiper
you,
in the room.
Yeah, but I haven't done that. I haven't swiped in what, 5, 8 years?
Do you ever do you keep those apps on your phone? I know you're in a not dating place right now.
No.
So you don't even keep the apps up.
No. I don't I mean, I don't think my accounts would even work anymore.
Oh.
What?
Sure they would.
Sure they especially if you kept the old picture.
Been married three times and 5 kids. Swipe.
That's not true. I wouldn't lead with that, but
yeah, that's true.
Bury it in the fine print.
Okay, there's been a study done of the top dating app deal breakers. What's on your profile that's making people go, not even interested in swiping in whatever correct direction? Would you like to know them?
Sure.
It's really interesting. It was done by a behavioral and cognitive neuroscience grad student who loves to study the data based on this stuff. And I think that's interesting. I think that's funny. Would you like to know what men are, you know, backing out, the deal breaker for them or women first?
Let's go for the guys.
Yeah.
Okay. For men, women who lead off their laundry list of things they don't want in a mate, but are not specific and don't articulate what they do want.
Yeah.
Have you seen a lot of that?
I don't know, but that sounds like a general business thing.
It does.
You know, I mean, you don't lead with all the negative stuff.
Sure. That's Maybe they've been burned.
Yeah, and I would think that would be a turnoff for women, too.
I think
Same
so, too.
Thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I guess men are not doing that as much. Men make different mistakes. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
For men, they don't like it when women list height requirements as a, you know, specifics, but
I know women, there are women who have specific heights in mind.
I have a very close girlfriend who is a very tall girl, and yeah. she probably would never write it, but in her heart and mind, she wants a tall guy.
Usually when you see that, it's I want a tall person.
Well,
you
know.
Usually don't see women saying I prefer somebody under 5 feet tall.
But what if the perfect shorter person comes along? You know what I mean? It makes for a great hug.
The other thing for men that they don't... Okay. The other thing for men that they don't enjoy, just so you know, ladies, is excessive makeup. Excessive makeup.
Yeah.
Men don't like it. We'll do what the deal breakers are for women coming up. Dating app deal breakers. We covered what are deal breakers for men. So now on to the ladies. Sam, listen up. This is what you want to know.
You did leave out one for the guys.
Okay.
What? Crazy eyes.
What if you spot what does that mean?
That's a bit subjective, isn't it?
It is subjective, but if you see crazy eyes, you swipe.
Well, let me say this. If you
and it's hard to distinguish crazy eyes.
If you've ever dealt with something that makes you see the world through a certain filter and you see that,
yeah.
That's you swipe away.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
If you trust your
you
gut
have to have
on
experience
what you see
to see it.
Okay. Then yeah. I understand that.
Well stated. That's just a red flag for Sam. Crazy eyes.
Yeah. So how many relationships have you had with crazy
eyes? So what did you say, Jody? What is the
women's top? Well, the top deal breaker, I'm going to save it because it's a big, it's a majority of women. And I love it that they did this. But so poor grammar is a deal breaker for women on dating sites. Check it.
Huh.
Because
ain't a problem for me.
Poor grammar. Also, put your shirt on, guys.
Going back to the grammar thing, to me, that's...
It's both ways.
That's very important, though.
It is.
I mean, if you lay it out there, that's just like in business, not rereading or proofing.
Well, until somebody knows your sense of humor or things like that, it's too casual probably for a dating site.
Or just... It makes it seem like you don't know any better.
I want to go back to the shirt thing.
A lot of men.
Who does that?
Men apparently a lot. I think men miss the mark on, you know, what women really find attractive or are looking for.
Yeah.
And so, yes, if she is falling in love with you and wants that sort of relationship, she wants to see you without your shirt eventually, but not on the dating profile.
Right.
Not right away.
Right.
And a lot of men are like, look at me. And they put it out there. And it's like.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. So put your shirt on. Don't do gym selfies either for your profile picture.
Or anytime.
The one that overwhelmingly women say they do not. They say no to men who show any sort of. Their profile has anything violent or sexual or bigoted, like any content like that.
Yeah.
They're out no
Bet
matter
you
what
there.
You look like.
You would think that's common sense, but yes, you're
apparently
right.
In the dating app world, it is not.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Sherwin-Williams.
Will Ferrell. When you think of him, maybe you think of Elf. Maybe you think of a number of comedic roles.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus. We thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bell.
All right. Okay, so inside of every comedian, there is a dramatic side, wouldn't you agree?
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Robin Williams.
Jim Carrey, even. Will Ferrell is the front runner and is apparently set to play late NFL coach John Madden. In a new movie. Like for, you know,
you can
prime.
See him being made up as him, too. You can picture.
There's something in the face.
Yeah.
You're right, Murphy. There's something in his face. But it would be not about the coaching years, but after the coaching years when he decided, okay, you know, the game may be through with me, but I'm not through with the game. And he, what did he do? He invented the first ever football video game.
Oh, Madden.
Was it the first ever?
I don't know, but it was certainly one of the biggest ones.
Will Ferrell is going to have to be so dramatically good for me not to expect
a joke.
Cowbell or something.
Yeah, I think, but the first time that you see a comedian in that role,
you believe it?
But you get into it. Eventually you adjust and you understand it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's that first role is tricky.
You know, I've always said, and it's so true, I've learned this in life. Moms, a mom will show herself to you throughout your life. And that means whether she's still in your life and you think of her during the day when you're doing things she taught you or you're hearing things she used to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you've lost your mother and she continues to show up in your life. It's just a very real thing, and especially moms, it feels like.
Look, mine does. My mom still shows up.
Right.
Not literally, Sam. So you
not ghost-like. Right. Not the haunted right. thing.
Again, we're back to October.
Taylor called me yesterday afternoon. And she
our
was
oldest.
Like, our oldest. And she says, Mom, I got to tell you a story. First of all, are you okay? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I just want to tell you this. She shares an apartment with three other girls.
Mm-hmm.
She's in college. And she said, I was doing the dishes, and I was doing the sink, and I was getting so frustrated. She said, because I was trying to load the dishwasher, and the person who had done it before me had just put stuff everywhere.
Mm.
And she said, I started to tell them, if you would just put things in the right places, we could fit more in here. She said, and then I heard myself. She said, and I was you. And she found that funny, and I love it. It just means all the times I had told her, you know, if you don't just throw them in here, you can put more. If you're more organized about it, you can fit more.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. That never matters to you until you're doing it.
Yeah.
So I just
love that.
It's
a beautiful thing when it happens, though.
It is.
Especially after your mom's passed and that sort of thing comes to you. It's just a warm feeling. Yeah.
She gave me that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.